Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Don't use that one.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're all over the place this morning. I have Mr. Don Midget on, an old friend of mine. We played football together, played baseball together. Yep. We go back a long way, big boy.
Yes, sir.
And before I go any more about baseball, I have to remind everybody, we have the Old Timers Baseball get-together tonight. Starting at 6, have meals at 7. Right. Kirk and Bert, Mr. Tom Palmer will be catering for us like he does each time.
It's always a JC a building, deal. Isn't it,
this it's
time?
It's at the JC
next
building.
Door to the Lions Club.
You're exactly right.
I'll be there.
You're right on. And of course, everybody doesn't know where that is. That's in Cannonsburg, right?
Cannonsburg.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about one of our favorite people and one of the more talented people we've ever had in the community. And tell me about Mr. Floyd Leonard.
Yeah, well, we lost a good one.
Yes, Truman. We did.
Yeah, his funeral was last month, and all the former band members, of which I was one, I played for 8 years, from about 1957 to 60, I don't know, whatever 8 years is, four mm-hmm. or five.
I was in the same math class you were.
Yeah, Miss Clark. What?
Yes,
Algebra One.
Yes.
Anyhow, we lost a wonderful funeral. You were there, I'm sure. And John Hood, a wonderful job, and the preacher, East Main. And I did all right. The former band members were honorary pallbearers. Mm-hmm. There were five of us. Ray Melton, of course. It was Ray Melton and Sunlighters band. And so about five of us. Went up there, and we had a special time around the casket. I was doing all right. And then we came back, and then the family had a little private time. Mm-hmm. And during that time, this is where it finally got me.
Yeah.
They played Floyd playing Hideaway. We're going to play it here in just a minute. But that song was the introduction song and the closing song of the Ray Melton gigs mm-hmm. every time. I've played it hundreds of times.
Wow.
And so we're sitting, and Floyd's the best there is on this guitar. And so this recording that he made with his sons, and he's got one of his boys twinning with him there on the walk, the part of the song in the middle. That finally, and I broke down. Ray and I just cried because we'd heard it so many times. Mm-hmm. Let's play Floyd's Hideaway. Thank you. Boy, nothing like it.
Good.
He's the best. He is the best.
Why was there?
And that's let me say, Truman. That goes out to Joyce.
Yes.
She's listening this morning. I called her last night.
Oh,
and
bless her heart.
She's doing as well as she can. Luckily, Debbie, a daughter, is close by. Mm. hello, Joyce.
Well, you know, she was so kind to, when I was talking to her just before the funeral visitation, and I told her I was just so sad because I really wanted Floyd on my show. Mm. And just to miss him like that. And she said, why don't you have my boys on? And that was so much fun. I mean, they had a good time. It was a very emotional hour here, but it was great. I mean, they were just absolute. And Floyd would have been so proud of them at that time.
He's a big. Well, it seems like I'm always here. This is my 3rd February when you start, guest hosts start getting slow, it seems, in the winter.
They never get slow here, big boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It gets slow with me, so you're taking it.
No,
step
I'm
down.
Always glad to have you because we always get into so many interesting
old
things.
Stuff at Central mainly.
Yeah, yeah.
But this time of year, it's always a BRAA membership drive of some kind, it seems like. I'm on the BRAA board. Blue Raider
Athletic.
What is
Athletic.
That, Bray? Bray, uh-huh. Blue Raider Athletic Association. And you know they're moving to Conference USA.
Yes, I do know that.
And so there's, again, a membership blitz for Conference USA, and so I'll make a pitch right now about that. It runs to about the 15th of this month, I think they're going to try to do it. And so if you join at the 125 level, you get this free Nike polo shirt, like a real nice golf shirt that has MT and then Conference USA on it, CUSA. Real nice shirt. And always, again, as the last couple of years, if you enroll at the $250 level, you'll get two free, you did this a couple years ago, two free season football tickets coming up this next time, plus the polo shirt.
Yeah.
So we'll
got a good schedule this year,
little,
too.
Good schedule. Moving to Conference USA this summer, and certainly for the boys, they're ready. I mean, you know, they've undefeated in the conference, and they lost one game away, but they lost one game by 2 points in overtime to Arkansas State, but they're obviously ready to move to the next level.
And you get parking passes.
Get a parking pass.
And parking is a premium at MTSU.
Parking is a premium. before we went on the air, talked about tickets at times when it's so crowded, you have to find a parking.
Yes.
So they have to show. Now, you mentioned Rutherford County Old Timers Baseball.
Yes.
How you get in that? You have to be a Rutherford County Old Timer ball player?
No, sir. All you have to do is just show up.
Show up, pay you $15.
Pay you $15 at the door, and
listen to a nice speech.
Mr. Allen, Mr. Harrison will
right.
be there to take your money.
Right.
And we will have Mr. Jim McGuire on tonight, and
MTU,
he's going to be
baseball
our guest
coach,
speaker.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have a better speaker. I mean,
no,
it's because the biggest thing is you get to renew old times. All the baseball players get to renew how great they were when they were playing, and then the poor people who never played baseball have to sit there and listen to it.
But they get a good meal.
They get a good meal, and they get to have some of the best conversation that you'll ever have.
They do. Well, you know, I was at Jim's Groundhog Day and did a fine job there. It was a wonderful, Coach Pete was there, and you remember, Coach, and it was a wonderful, and I thought, classy transition from Coach Pete
very
to Jim.
Much was.
And Coach Jim gave Pete his due. You know, he got the groundhog there, had a little film there about looking for Pete, Coach Pete, groundhog's lost, where is Pete? And so it moved away from the Pete telling the groundhog story, which is kind of his gig, and so we kind of hung the groundhog up on the wall there, but respectfully so, and all good things toward Coach Pete. So I thought it handled well.
And having Jim McGuire here speaks well of the community and the university, of the loyalty that they give back to each other. And as everybody knows, Jim has been here 20 years or better with the team.
Coach.
And what a great way to have a transition from the head coach to the assistant coach.
Solid.
And you can't No, you don't miss a beat that way.
No, it was classy.
Yeah.
That's the way to do that.
And I was kind of wondering what Jim was going to do.
Pete's hard act to follow.
We hold them accountable when they get up there on that podium and start telling us what's going to happen. And he's going to have a great team. He really is. And we've got a great coach.
Yep.
Now, since you're retired, and yeah. I presume you... I don't even remember you ever working, but since you are retired...
Yes.
You spend a lot of time on the golf course. Like a lot of people, as they get older, they got to find something to do. So,
well, I always spend a lot of time on the golf course.
That's what I said. Well, I don't remember you ever working.
Oh, I see. I spend more time now than I did then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Truman, as he refers to my notes. But I did defend.
Oh, you have notes.
I did defend.
You got to throw those away.
You know, right here where it says, what about your golf score, Truman?
Oh, okay.
You picked that up pretty good.
Yeah.
But I did. I've shot my age. Now, this is the best way to shoot.
That's not such a great score.
The best way to. Well, the best way to do it is to be old, of course. Yeah. I'm 70, though, so it's not too bad. But I've shot it 24 times.
Yeah.
24th time last week at 70. And so I'm doing pretty good that
24
way.
24 times and
I keep
one
up with
game,
it. Huh? Well, I shot over the years 3 times at 67, 3 times at 68, 9 times at 69, and so far, what's that, 9 times so far this year at 70. I still
got some. You're doing better than what I saw at Pebble Beach yesterday.
Rance Snediker.
Yeah.
Oh, Randy Boy.
Yeah. Nashville boy.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
So tell me about some of the tournaments you guys get into over here.
Well, the big one, I'm a member at Stones River here in Murfreesboro, and so the senior championship is kind of big for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two or three of us. Dr. Steve Embry is always a threat. He's mm-hmm. really has won it more times than anybody. But there's a senior championship over 55, and then there's a super senior mm-hmm. that's like over 60, then a classic senior over 70. So mm-hmm. you can win any of it. You can win the whole thing from any of them, but then you have sub championships. So this year, for the second straight year, I won the overall senior champion over 55, and then Emory won the super senior. I got invited. This was to the first Legacy Golf Tournament of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. What that is the top amateurs mm-hmm. of Tennessee, and they took 120, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they took 25 seniors, and that's 55 and over, not just supers. They didn't have super seniors, but I was one of the 25 top seniors in Tennessee invited to that tournament, mm-hmm. so I felt pretty good about that.
So how did you do?
I finished.
Wait a minute, you're talking about...
Well, this is the big boys down.
You're talking about Stones a minute River ago coming. About winning this thing, and all of a sudden you just cut it off short.
I fade away. I don't know, 75, 74, something like that.
Too much pressure on
it? No, it's just a tough course. I think it's over at the Galton, new course, Fairlanes, whatever it is. And I don't know, it was a fun thing. You know, middle of the pack, I guess.
You know, the one good thing about getting older is you automatically have an excuse for your game to start with. Why you don't shoot as well. And the other thing is, of course, I don't know if they do that at Stones River, but they have, during the week, seniors can play cheaper than anybody else.
Right.
Do they still do that?
At Stones River, it's just a membership, so you can play anytime. So you play monthly dues. And I guess you can bring a guest, but I don't believe there's a senior price on that. It's just whatever, $50, $60, whatever your guest fee
is. So at Stones River Country Club, you get the privilege of paying those dues, more than the other seniors as they go out and play during the week, huh?
That's true, except if you've been a member for so many years, you can have an honorary membership that it goes way down, and so it's
comparable
then. Yeah, I think you have to be 70 and 25 year member, something
so
like
you,
that.
So you fit in that category.
Well, sadly, my dad was a member all that time I played, and so you have to be a member by yourself, so I hadn't got there yet.
Your dad, Mr. Wink Midget,
Mr. Wink,
I played some for him.
He was one of the 10 founders of Stones River in 1946. There were 10 founders of Stones River, and so that's a plaque on the wall out there about him. But yeah, for all through the years, as long as he was a member.
That's amazing. So, you probably have that history. Mm-hmm. You probably have that history in your head of how Stones River got started and all that. It's a it, to me, it's been there forever. But you were talking about, what, 46?
46, there were 10 men who said, let's start it. Lawrence Freeman, my dad, one of the Ridley brothers of Smyrna.
Probably Sam.
One of the twins.
Yeah.
Let's see, Ezel, Dr. Ezel. Todd, Mayor Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name them all. but anyway, so each one were to get 10. Mm-hmm. Each one get 10 members. So 10 times 10 is 100 plus the 10 founders themselves. Mm-hmm. So there was 110 they call charter members. And that's another special category. That has some benefits of some kind.
How did they select that spot? Of course, it runs right along the Stones River.
I think part of the land was donated, it seemed like.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
And then they got some more. Yeah.
That's some expensive land right there.
Yeah it is. Now, yeah. This is way out of town in 46.
Way out of town?
Way out. Wasn't anybody there. It wasn't in Broad Street. There wasn't a new National Highway.
Was it in the city limits?
I don't think so. No, it's a country club out in the county somewhere at the time.
That doesn't even compute now when you drive by.
It wasn't in Broad Street. It was College Street, which was on Nashville Highway.
Yeah. Wasn't even there. I wish you had brought the names of the original 10 there. That's an interesting
they're
piece
listed
of history.
They're listed on the plaque out there. I named about 5 of them.
They don't let me drive in there, though.
You could as a guest. I'll take you in there someday.
Would you?
If you're really nice.
Do I have to dress up?
No. You have to look better than you do right now, though.
Oh, thank you. You probably don't like my shirt, right?
I don't care. I'm a UT grad.
So do you ever wear anything UT?
When I go to the UT ball game.
Yeah.
I'm also a Vandu grad, though, so anyway.
Well, bless your heart.
I say
it.
Is there
any place you haven't graduated from here in Tennessee? We have a caller on the line, Don, so we have to put our ears on.
All right.
Right there. All right. Caller, welcome aboard with Don Midget.
Yeah, sorry, my brother Dan.
Sorry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's Butch Campbell.
Not only a great golfer, but also the great piano man. How are you this morning?
Tell about your 50th anniversary reunion coming up,
hey,
Butch.
It's coming up on June the 8th.
Whereabouts?
Held at Doubletree, and the fabulous Don Midget is going to provide the music.
Oh, my goodness.
He took a step down in entertainment, didn't
piano.
He?
I hope he's doing it for free.
I play for my supper.
We're looking forward to it.
I've played in worse for less.
Hey, since you're on, Butch, why did they have that stoppage at the ball game last night with the clock?
Last night?
Yes.
Oh, the band kept playing, and the referees wanted to shut them up. Said, hey, we're ready to play, and the bands keep playing. Shut them up.
Okay.
Butch,
Truman, it is. Basically, it's a technical foul against the home team if the band doesn't stop playing. They can't play while the ball didn't play, and they were playing right up to the time. I think they warned them a couple of times and finally made a specific contact, so they quit.
Well, I noticed they didn't make an announcement of it, or I didn't hear it.
No, didn't want to embarrass anybody.
No. Well, I was already embarrassed last night anyway.
Well, I think everybody from Murfreesboro was a little bit.
That was pitiful.
Yeah.
Not a good game.
No, it was just one of those games. They were trying hard, and just nothing happened right for them last night.
Those things happen sometimes.
Yes, they do.
All right, well, I'm going to enjoy listening to you two as I head down to Laverne and see a student teacher, and I'll hang up and listen to you talk.
All right.
See you, Butcher.
And I tell Butch every time I see him, from the back with that white hair, he looks just like my brother, Dan. You know, he passed away in 99.
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier.
On the 1965, one of two national championship teams that Middleton C has, the golf team of 65. The other one is a doubles tennis a couple, 3 years ago. But anyway.
He was also on what I consider the best high school basketball team
ever,
in 1960.
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, they lost to
Hampton.
Little Hampton, so did Union City. But
they were better than Hampton.
Well, yeah, it would be Union City, too, as we know.
Yeah.
Because they slipped up on Central and beat Central 4 points. But then Union City, with John Ed Miller, knew that, hey, we better be careful. They still beat Union City 6 points with them knowing about it. Didn't slip up on them. So I always, what was I about Dan?
Well, we were talking about what he played in golf, and he played in actually, he was a good baseball player, too.
Yeah.
And then basketball was unbelievable.
And I forgot my thought, though.
You forgot your thought?
Yeah.
That wasn't very thoughtful, was it?
No, you got off on Ben or something. Butch, what was it? Oh, Butch's hair looks like my brother Ben.
Yeah.
So when he
yeah.
sits there at the table, it's on the clock, and I'm right behind him, our seat's right behind him. And I look down there and I say, that's brother. No, that's Butch. And I tell him that time. I say, Butch, you sit there. You keep sitting there because you give me some good memories.
They are good memories. Now, when you guys were in high school, what I remember really well, and we're going to take a break before we get into it, about how musical this area was. I mean, we had so many great musicians. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Don Midget.
At Murfreesboro Automotive, you'll never feel like you've paid too much for auto repair.
We've not had any one person show up and say, I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Chuck Haynes at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We get everything cleared before we do the work. When someone shows up to pick up their car, there's no surprises. None.
Whether it's a minor oil change or major engine work, ASC certified technicians at Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're just off Broad Street on Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Okay. Honey, have you seen my keys?
On the hook, dear.
Okay, what about my phone?
I'm calling it now.
Okay. Oh, it's in my coat. Okay, all right.
Don't forget your briefcase.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, where is it?
It's by the door.
Oh, got it. Have you seen my keys? Oh, right. Yep, okay. Okay, I'm off. I'll see ya.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
With the new Win for Life instant game from the Tennessee Lottery, your only job might be going to the mailbox and collecting $3,000 a week for life. The new Win for Life instant game, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun.
So, how was your day?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Look up in the sky. There it is. The tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS, FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com. Weather Eye.
Partly sunny skies for your Monday forecast as highs warm into the upper 50s, a west-southwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, 52.
You had an accident and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Affordable liability insurance from Safe Auto. For not a lot of money, you can protect yourself from your own mistakes. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO now. Drive safe, spend less. Safe Auto.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnihead Restaurant in Sprenna, and the Rutherford Home Show. Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Time for WGNS Good Neighbor Events as we look ahead at the coming weekend. Driving Miss Daisy opens Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2 at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Don't miss Driving Miss Daisy. And this coming weekend will be the final opportunity to see The Last Train to Nibrock at the Lamplighters Theater in Smyrna. Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 4:30. That's at the Lamplighters Theater in Smyrna. It's also the final weekend for Walt Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the Arts Center of Cannon County. And for the youngsters, the Breakfast with Ariel is this coming Saturday morning at the Arts Center of Cannon County. You know, Ariel in The Little Mermaid? That breakfast is 8:30 until 10 this Saturday morning at the Arts Center of Cannon County. And the Kittrell Volunteer Fire Department's having one of their famous Country Ham Breakfast this coming Saturday morning from 6 until 10. This is at the Kittrell Volunteer Fire Department at 8067 the Old Woodbury Highway. The Parkinson Support Group meets 1:30 this coming Saturday at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
He knows Rutherford County's past, and his wisdom can give good insight into our future. It's the Truman Show. Here again, Truman Jones.
And welcome back with Don Midget. And, of course, we're having a lot of fun. Having a lot of fun off the air, too. Sometimes I think, I guess we're better off if they don't get to hear that.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Now, tell me about the Key Club, because that was a big group when we were going to school. And how did
you
get started?
You weren't in the Key Club?
No.
It's a Kiwanis Club.
No, there wasn't a ball to be played in
the Key Club. Well, that's true. It was, Kiwanis have a sponsor, Kiwanis Club. Man would come in, and it was boys only, and I was in it, and I thought all the real popular people were in it. I'm surprised you weren't.
Like I said, there wasn't a ball. There wasn't a round ball or oblong or whatever.
But it was entertaining. So we'd once a year had this Key Club extravaganza thing where we'd put on a show, mm-hmm. and I'd always end up playing piano some way, and Ray Troop would play something, and so why don't we just have a little variety show, I guess you'd call
it. And Ray Troop's still playing.
Yeah, still playing. I played Ray Troop and who was the third one? Oh, who was the guy who played the saxophone? Frank, he's in your class.
He might have been in my class, but I didn't play with him. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Anyway, my wife's at home hollering his name right now. She did it last time. I couldn't
call in, Carolyn.
Holler.
I need the brains.
Frank Hoover.
Family.
It was Frank Hoover. Sax, and I've got the. She relayed to me. That's a good girl. And I'm. I borrowed B.E. Palmer's drum set, and
B.E. was a good drummer.
Yeah, and then Ray, and they had a piano added to me. We'd go out and play for the VA dances. They were women of the community would volunteer to come out and dance with the patients.
Wow.
I thought it was a tremendous. And so once a month or whatever. And so I'd bar B's drums and we'd go out there and Frank play the sax and I'm on the drums and Ray on the piano. But then Ray and I'd switch up. Ray, he knew all the old classicals. He was really good and I knew rock and roll stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'd swap and Ray'd play drums and I'd play. And we'd just cut up because nobody cared. I mean, you just play something. Ray played those old 40s. Standards dance stuff, and then I'd play a little 50s rock something, and we'd just swap up back and forth. But anyway, we would do that in the Key Club, and other people act silly and tell jokes, and that's about it. Just
We really enjoyed though when you guys would put on musical things for the whole school, and we would get to sit in the auditorium and listen to it. I can remember Jimmy Palmer. Played Elvis one time, and I don't know if you ever remember that or not, but he had on the Elvis wig, and he had on the guitar, and he was swinging his hips up there. I mean, just wild. But we had a guy on, and I don't know if you remember this. I seem to be the only one that remembers it so far. Name of Wayne the Brain. He was...
Vaguely.
He was on one of the big radio stations. He was the most popular DJ at the time in the 50s.
In Nashville.
And he would, Wayne the Brain, he would rhyme everything he said.
When he was fast talking.
Yeah, when he was, play the songs. And if you remember.
Groove in the groove and he just kept going with it. Right.
I think he grooved too much. I think they had to take him out of the studio one day. He locked himself in. But it was a. It was an interesting time.
Well, I promised Miss Carolyn, Carolyn Gwaltney Midget.
Yes. I always remember as Carolyn Gwaltney.
Yes. You made a disparaging remark to her the other day at the ball game.
Just by you.
Oh, okay.
Never to her.
I see. Something about did you marry such a? What was this remark you made?
I don't know, but I could make it up again.
Yeah, you could. I think she had a good answer for you too. But now I have to go tell you about. And why would I talk? We're talking about old Central and football. And here I'm going to talk about Oakland's historic house wedding dresses through the decades.
Yes.
I know you're so interested in it.
I have been over there.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Me too, sadly.
And the ladies have been on my show. What do you mean, sadly?
I mean, greatly.
It was quite interesting.
No, it was interesting. But Carolyn, our wedding dress, not ours, the wedding dress that Carolyn wore in our wedding, and they called and asked, would you display your wedding dress? She said, why? First thing she said was, well, it's not that old. And she's. And they said, well, it's nearly 50 years old, isn't it? And she said,
that doesn't seem possible.
And it was 49 years. We're 49 this August. We've been married 49 years. And so the dress is 49 years old, 48 and a half right now. And so that's an old dress to be displayed at Oakland. And I said, oh, well, does that make you feel old? But the amazing thing about this dress, and it was unique to all the dresses, they have a lot of old dresses, 1800s.
Oh, yes.
And then they ask some other townspeople to dress.
Historical dresses.
But the unique one about Carolyn's dress is that it was worn by both daughters in their wedding.
Oh, wow.
And so they have the dress on display, Carolyn's wedding picture, then Jennifer's wedding picture, and Jeanette's wedding picture.
Oh, my.
With all three dates, all three history. It's a really wonderful display. And so $5 will get you in there, Truman, if you want to go and view that.
Hey, I go.
It goes through March the 3rd. Anybody wants to go?
To me, I'm man enough to go in there and look at those dresses.
Yeah, I was
now,
good.
If you've got a problem,
I went
with
in
it,
there. No, I went in there. I went in there with my two daughters, and wife, and
now is there? Do they put up? Usually, they put up a story behind.
Yes, the story's there. The little in a frame.
Yeah.
A picture as well as the dates and the story. And
And yeah, I think it's very interesting to everybody. It's interesting to me, of course, to see the stories about a lot of the people that I've known or have heard of over the years in a historical way. But just to see, to me, the size of those dresses, how tiny they were back in the, 100-some years ago. No. I'm talking about height.
I see.
Because they were. I mean, they were extremely short back then. But
Carolyn's dress is very tiny.
Yeah.
Two, of course.
Yeah. Now, why are you laughing?
Well, not Carolyn.
Carolyn was quite a beautiful bride.
Of course she was. I married up, as you did.
You did. And I was going to say that Carolyn spends some of her hobby time. She goes over to Mrs. Bobo's.
She's a hostess.
And she helps there at the well-known restaurant.
Hostess.
Yes.
She gets paid to eat and talk.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And the what she makes will just about pay her gas from Tullahoma to Lynchburg and back. So
she's a social lady.
Good.
She loves talking to people and being around people.
She does.
And I've told her next time that we take our bunch down to Ms.
Bobo. Ask for her, she'll be there. Yeah.
We ask for her. Probably have to call ahead of time, I guess.
We'll call her.
Yeah.
You call her and say we'll come in, and she'll call and say put me down that day. And put me down with Jones Bunch or whatever.
And I know she would love to have anybody from Murfreesboro area to go down and get to be with them.
It's a really, really good food. As you know, you've been there before. I've got to brag on my granddaughter, Holly Wright, at Siegel. She's a senior. She is one of three seniors out of 400 at Siegel nominated for the most talented senior girl.
Wow.
That's a big honor. And
thanks to her mama.
And there's three. That's correct. She dances. She's on the dance team, Siegel dance team. She's also on the Spotlight competitive dance team. They just had a big competitive this weekend over at Tucker Theater Mitsu. But she's there, been dancing since she's 4 years old. Really good. And then there's a girl that's voice, that's a singer girl, and then there's an artist. And so there's three kind of areas there. So on which way they'll go, student body votes, how it works. But to be nominated out of 400 is is pretty good.
You know, this is one of the more well-rounded communities that I have ever known.
Oh, by far.
Maybe the most. Because
it's the most.
There's so much talent, and it seems like that we just have everything. We have the best music in the world, where you're going from country western all the way up to classical music. We have the Philharmonic Orchestra here.
Mm-hmm.
We've numerous dance studios.
Yeah.
We just have everything that a person needs to make their life get as much out of it as possible.
You're right.
So, what do you do?
Pull it down a little bit, I guess, but I can enjoy it.
Play golf and piano. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, one of the nicest things that your family has really gotten involved in is the Hall of Fame over at MTSU, the building that they have over there.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were nice enough to take me through and see some of the things that your family has accomplished there.
There's a kiosk there for all the coaches,
mm-hmm.
and Dad's mentioned there. He came to Midland January 1939. He started the business department,
mm-hmm.
Started the golf program. It was not one. He was the first golf coach, and Coach Patty was on his team, who later coached.
That's the only thing I probably thought that he started the program.
Yeah, no, he was on Dad's team, yeah. And later coached it many years. He also coached basketball and football, and I say this sometimes. I have a wink midget accounting scholarship that I present each year in the business department, and I always say that, between Dad and one other teacher and a secretary in the business department and coaches basketball, golf, and football, there's about 200 people doing the job that he and two others did in 39.
Now,
all that assistant coaches stuff, you know.
It's
10 basketball and 10 football and 3 golf. And
did you ever see your dad much, except when you're playing ball?
And then there's that athletic director's conference room, the E.W. Wink Midget conference room. It is real nice, and there's a little plaque outside that door, right inside the Kimmins Hall of Fame building, that room to the right.
Mm-hmm.
It's got his name across there and a little plaque there at the door. Talking about just what I said.
Now, those that are MTSU fans or just local fans, they need to go out when they get a chance, when they go to the ball games, or just when they've got a break, and go mm-hmm. over to the Hall of Fame and see what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I think it reflects a lot on the history of not only MTSU, mm-hmm. but also the community.
My dad is the only still football coach never to have a losing season.
Wow.
I mean, even Bubba Murphy had a one or two, never have a losing season. Now, he coached 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 40, 41, 42, skipped 43, skipped 4 and 5 for the war, 46. Mm-hmm. Let's see, 41, 42, 43, 46. 5 or 6 years there. 2 years they didn't have a team. And they only played 8 games a year. That was their record. But he was 4-4 one year, but 5-3 and 6-1. And never had a losing season. Yeah. Had the 4-4 one year. And so that's kind of a record, I guess.
Did he have the group that left that went to the war in World War II, and then they did not come back?
That's right.
That's one of the most heart-wrenching stories I think I've ever known.
Well, I read that 2 years ago. I read The Raiders' Forties.
Right, yeah.
Which has a little blurb about it. It was written very well, but anyway, it lists every player. The whole starting team was killed in the war.
Right,
and they went by name, position, name, position, name, position, and the last one was, and William Burkett and his nephew, William Burkett, tailback. And so my first cousin, Dad's nephew, William Burkett, of the 3 Burkett boys, mm-hmm. Bob, Wilburn, and William. William was the oldest. All killed in the war.
That's unbelievable.
And starting team. So
you think of the devastation.
Joe Nunley's Raiders 40. Joe Nunley wrote that.
Nunley is one of the best authors.
Oh, he is.
That I have ever read.
No question about it. He wrote that so beautifully about the mist of time, and sees a mortal team come out. I can hardly read it without getting teary-eyed.
Yeah, his son Little Joe. I've had him on my show.
Yeah.
And, of course, Senior, I just absolutely loved him because he was so full of wit, and and he would paint a picture every time he would talk to you. I mean, he was just one of those people.
Wow.
And to talk about growing up in the mountain areas east of here, talk about the family, and he made stories about it. And when you read those stories, it just takes you back 50, 60 years or even longer than that, how life really was in those communities.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been so blessed here that so much of that has come out of MTSU, but we have writers now that I've had on my show that are just unbelievable. You need to write a story about your family. Yeah, you really do need to do that.
Wow.
Or let Carolyn write for you.
I'm getting to it.
If you get off the golf course for just a few minutes,
true.
I mean, you can get it
tough,
done.
Tough gig there, right
now,
or golf.
Now, how did you get so adamant, so fired up about MTSU? Because I know that you grew up in this area, and you went to school at UT. You went to school at Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt undergrad and UT.
What is it about MTSU that gets you so fired up?
I'm more fired up by the middle than any of them, really.
Yeah.
Because of my father. My father is 40 years at middle, and we were just middle. I mean, we go to, when we were at OVC, we would go up and sit in the president's booth at TPI at Thanksgiving Day, watch that game, and Dad would get
the game.
Yeah, and Dad would somehow finagle in the president's booth down here and invite somebody down there. And so we'd watch those games back and forth. And so as I was middle, you know, I remember watching the middle Vanderbilt game in 1951 or two when middle led 20 to nothing at the half. Phil King runs the opening kickoff back, and they beat them 28-20, I believe, Vandy did. And since then, they didn't play them for a long time because the middle kind of got close. They
should have beat them, really.
Could have that yet day. But, you know, I've seen a lot of middle grade. And my wife, of course, is a middle grad.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is on the championship golf team of middle and played on the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
So all my cousins go out. A cousin, Joe Grandstaff, that got killed. He's a postman, got killed this last fall, first cousin. A graduate of middle, and at his funeral, he said, in lieu of flowers, make donations to the E.W. Wink Midget Accounting Scholarship at Middle Tennessee State.
Wow.
So there's a tie everywhere there. And so I'm on the foundation board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the Honors College Board of Visitors and on the Blue Red Athletic Board at Middle. And so a big Middle fan. And you know, I rode the, I don't know if Nash was listening to this or not, hope not, but I rode the middle bus down to the Vandy game, sit with the middle squad at Bridgestone Arena when middle beat Vanderbilt in basketball this year. So I have to kind of, you know, be careful. But I'm a big middle fan and promote. And there's a Carolyn's mother and father, both graduates here, as well as her aunt, and we participated in the Centennial program. There's a Ralph and Elizabeth Gwaltney Centennial Scholarship that we set up and brought the one living aunt, Aunt Louise Parker, in to take a picture with the president there for that presentation. So middle involved my father, my brother, my wife, my cousins.
Mm-hmm. Now, we go back to Middle Tennessee State College, and very few buildings on that campus. Very few buildings on that campus. Had the old Memorial Gym where all the high school teams would play their tournaments.
I remember the old gym before the alumni gym.
Oh, yes, yes.
I saw in 1950, let's see, 10 years ago, 51 or 2, in the old gym, Middle play Vanderbilt, and Al Rochelle Jr. played on that team for Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think Vandy probably won. But that, you know, that's, we remember where the balconies went around the corner and you couldn't see. If you sit in the back of the balcony, you couldn't see the sideline because the balcony extended over to the sideline. Mm-hmm. You sitting right on the front row, you could look straight down and see the sideline. But if you're back, you see the far side, but you couldn't see the out-of-bounds line right under you. It's a crazy gym.
What would Dad say if he were to come back right now and look at that university and see how it's grown and see all the things that are offered there at the university?
He would say, I was happy to be a part at the beginning, yeah. Or at the middle. I guess it, 1939 would be kind of middle of it, from 1911 start. So, yeah, he was happy to have been a part, make it grow.
It's extraordinary how much it's grown. And I guess in some ways it's grown like the community has, yeah. In Murfreesboro and Rutherford County and all the things that's offered. But I would have never dreamed, you know, when we first go step on that campus and look at it now, how it would explode like it has. And it offers so many things now in the classroom that it didn't before. And I think a lot of the kids that, like you and some of the others that went to other universities outside this area, probably would have stayed here if they had had all the things that they offer now.
Oh, I would have stayed here.
Yeah.
Our whole senior team was offered, that good team you're talking about, scholarship, football scholarship at Middle. The problem was, at that time, they only offered half scholarships to hometown boys. You slept at home, eat breakfast and supper at home.
I didn't realize
that. And you get tuition books and lunch.
Hmm.
And that's it. I mean, if you lived here. And so, you know, so I'm here, and Daddy said, I don't want to get me out of the house, or what reason, that's one of them probably. He says, and I had a full scholarship at Vanderbilt. But I was going to, and Coach Patty was going to give me another fourth scholarship for golf. So you play football and play golf, because it was my brother and I, Clay Holloway, Wormy Jones, little David Jones was on the Central High School golf team that we started. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't one until 1958. And so, and Dad, I think he said, you know, and he said, you got, and I'm engineering, you know, so you can only take pre-engineering at Middle. You'd have to transfer anyway. And then he says, and I think you want getting off out of the house, being living on your own was a college experience. He said, mm-hmm. You want to be sure you get out of here. So I went to Vandy. The very next year, they changed that rule, and my brother went to Middle on a full basketball scholarship and lived off campus, and that was part of the college experience. So that was how
neat.
I got there.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Don Midget.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With the sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
We're here with Dr. Rishi Saxena, the only certified physician in heart CT in this area, talking about the 64-slice CT scan.
Other tests are invasive and they are not as accurate, particularly the treadmill stress test. Sometimes you may have a negative test, you may still have blockages.
Before heart catheterization or stress test, call 896-4800.
This is the earliest test where you could find information without taking too much risk.
Call 896-4800. It could be the 1 minute that saves your life.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank in Murfreesboro. Please come by and see us at 2230 Mercury Boulevard or give us a call at 615-494-4200. We'd love to have you in our bank. We'd love an opportunity to work with you one-on-one and give you the customized banking services that you deserve. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank in Murfreesboro. First National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant.
If you're on a diet, Demas is for you.
And then we also created a one-page menu. One side is for all our low-carb options, and one side's all our low-calorie options. I always find it frustrating when I'm dieting. I go to a restaurant, I'm trying to find something that I think is low calorie or low carb, and I realize I went way over my calories thinking I was eating good. I'd like to invite you to come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street, Demas's Restaurant.
You're listening to The Truman Show on WGNS, AM and FM. Now, back to Truman Jones.
And welcome back with my old buddy Don Midget. And you want to say something about one of the nice places in Smyrna, the Omni.
Well, it's a story. I guess it's 60 years old, at least. I remember going there in high school. Mm-hmm. And I remember going in 1962. My brother Dan was engaged to Sharon, mm-hmm. his wife, and Carol and I were dating. And so Daddy said, we're going to all go to the Omni Hut. And Dan, before you leave this house, I want to get you full one time. Because I don't want you to leave a table hungry. I want mm-hmm. you to get full. He was a big eater.
Yeah.
So we go to the Omni Hut, and we order this Polynesian dinner for six. Mm-hmm. Well, they bring out, you know, chicken chow mein and mm-hmm. rice and this, and they bring about, I don't know, six, eight dishes out.
Right.
And we'd spot half of it for Dan mm-hmm. right off. Mm-hmm. And we'd just take a little bit and go all the way around. So at the end, you want any dessert, Dan? I said, well. So I ate a chocolate parfait, and he ate three chocolate parfaits.
Mm.
He said, you had enough, Dan? Yeah. I want you full now. One time before you leave, he's getting married here, you know. Mm-hmm. He married as a sophomore in college. Sharon had graduated from high school at Smyrna. Her dad was stationed at Air Force Base. So we get back, and there was a little get-together of some kind, of Stones River or the college or something. And so we went, hey, let's go by, and we say hi here. So we went by, and it was a little meal. We didn't know it. It was supposed to just be say hi and come by. But we got there, and there's this fish and everything laid out. And Dan sat over in the corner and ate another meal. That thing, Daddy just shook his head.
Said, That's unbelievable.
I said, I never fed him completely full while he was here.
Now, what was Dan, 6'1" or 6'2"?
6'2".
And mm-hmm. he played guard.
Guarded.
On 1962.
Central, right, and at middle.
But he was thin.
Well,
he came on.
He could eat, put it away. Well, now this, I have what's called a granddaddy date night.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a senior, David Lipscomb, a sophomore at middle, mm-hmm. in the band of blue, and then a sophomore at Lipscomb. Mm-hmm. And we, once a month, try to go out to eat somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so this month, I'm taking those three to the Omni Hut.
Oh, that's going to be neat. Well, we're going to have to wrap up the show, Don. And well, you want to do it yourself.
One
so
more
ahead.
Time for good old Floyd. Joyce, listen in, my dear. Floyd's going to take us home one more time. Hide away.